Hello, I'm Bruce Reynolds from Reynolds Communication. The following podcast is an initiative of the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries Dairy Industry Group. Today we're talking with Kerry Kempton, Technical Specialist for Dairy with the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries based at Tocal in the Hunter Valley. And we're discussing today the Dairy Farm Monitoring Project. Well, Kerry, tell us a little bit about the Dairy Farm Monitoring Project, or DFM as it's known.
Yes, Bruce, the Farm Monitor Project is a project that works out the profit levels and the farm performance of a group of New South Wales dairy farms right across all the dairy regions of New South Wales. And what we're trying to do is with the project is to publish accurate information about farm profitability. So it really lets us take a good hard look at the industry and how farmers are performing. Helps us understand what sort of profit levels have been made in the last financial year, and try and tease out what are the main issues and pressures that farmers are facing, and really how are they dealing with them. The project is run by New South Wales Department of Primary Industries. We've got funding from Dairy Australia to run the project, and we're also working closely with the Victorian Department of Environment and Primary Industries. They've been running this project down there in Victoria for 7 years now, so we've based our New South Wales version on their successful program.
Now, there are 28 producers involved with the Dairy Farm Monitoring Project, and it was a reasonably tough year in 2012-2013. So how are New South Wales dairy farmers faring?
Yes, Bruce, the last financial year was pretty tough for dairy farmers. Profit levels were down on the previous year. This is the second year we've done the project, so 2012 was lower profits than the 2011 year. There's a couple of reasons for that. One was seasonal conditions, and the other was milk prices that were lower than the previous year. When you look at rainfall figures, we probably had an average year last year, but the trouble was we had a really dry first half of the year and then a really wet second half of the year in a lot of our dairying regions. So it made it a really tough year for farmers to grow feed and to grow their pasture. And some farmers actually had really severe floods. If you remember back in the autumn of 2013, when that happens, farmers really have to rely on more purchased feed to feed their cows and keep their milk production going, and that really raises their feed costs. The other side of the equation is milk prices. We've had lowered milk prices in New South Wales in that year, and that had a big impact on their income. The New South Wales milk prices that our farmers receive, they're based on what Victorian prices are doing, as Victoria is the largest milk producing state and has a lot of impact on the market, but also on the supply and demand factors in New South Wales. So when the Victorian prices drop, which they did, that has a flow-on effect into New South Wales, and more pronounced in the southern regions like the Riverina and the Bega regions and southern coasts. Further north, most of the milk produced goes into drinking milk, into a bottle, and sold through supermarkets. And the major liquid milk processors in New South Wales have fairly limited capacity to do anything else with the milk that doesn't go into their liquid milk contracts. The situation that happened was that the big processors set up a two-tiered pricing structure, and the surplus milk was valued a lot lower than their milk required for their supermarket contracts. So that ended up dropping the overall price for farmers received, and it really, to be honest, knocked the stuffing out of quite a lot of our farmers. It rocked their confidence about the market and the environment and their future in the industry.
Now, what you've done is a snapshot of 2012-2013 financial year, but how did you actually do this snapshot? What did you measure with regard to farm performance with this snapshot?
Yeah, the program's a really comprehensive analysis of the farm business. We look at income, and it's not just for milk. They also have livestock sales and changes in inventory when they sell or produce fodder or livestock. And then we look in detail about the expenses side of the business, the costs of production. We break that up into variable costs like feeding, milking, electricity. They're the variable costs. And then we also look at overhead costs like labour, like depreciation and fixed costs. So that gives us a profit levels and earnings before interest and tax. And then, of course, we have to look at what it costs them to finance their business. What sort of debt servicing and interest costs do they have? We also look at their overall position in terms of assets and liabilities. What's their balance sheet look like? Is their overall farm assets growing or declining in value. And then that gives us a return on assets and a return on equity. And these are key measures that we use for the project to work out the levels of profitability and also to look at the top 25% of farms. And then we also look at some of the physical measures of productivity, like how much milk's produced per cow, what sort of labour efficiency do these farms have, what's their utilisation of their feed like on farm. And an important measure is how much feed they're bringing in purchase feed.
Now, we're going to, in another podcast, have a look at an in-depth analysis of what you found on how the farms have performed. But if a dairy farmer would like to get hold of these results and have a look at how these 28 producers are performing, how can you go about getting this information?
Yes, each farm gets a report on their individual farm performance and how they compare with the other farmers in the group. And then we produce an overall report of all the farms. So Bruce, if you want to get hold of this annual report, you can go to the Dairy Australia website and it'll be there. Or you can contact me, Kerry Kempton at New South Wales DPI. And my phone number is 02-4939-8945.
Well, Kerry, as I mentioned, we'll have another discussion shortly in another podcast looking at the information you've gleaned in more depth. But thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks, Bruce.
Kerry Kempton, a technical specialist for dairy with the New South Wales Department of Primary Industry based at Tocal in the Hunter Valley. For this podcast and many more podcasts, fact sheets and videos, I encourage you to visit the New South Wales DPI website and click on Dairy.